Welcome to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton, back to open up with you about all things dance. Happy Wednesday, folks. So good to be sitting down with you today. And speaking of dance, and speaking of sitting down with you, there are a couple of people that are going to be joining me on the show this afternoon. If you've been following us on social media, then you know that we have two new members to our family. Nathaniel Chua and Emma Leslie Francis are our new youth correspondents and are going to be doing some taking over of the microphone today. So let's invite them into the house. Nathaniel, Emma, welcome. So good to be sitting down with you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Miss Nicole. It's so great to be here.
Thank you, Miss Nicole. I'm so excited.
And thank you, Mr. Nathaniel and Miss Emma. I'm excited too. We've had so many opportunities to sit down, talk about broadcasting, and now the both of you are going to get an opportunity to step into the shoes of Turnout Radio and talk to other young dancers. And so I know that there will be people who are curious to know how old you are. So Nathaniel, share with us.
I am 14 years old.
And I'm 11 years old.
So at 14 and 11, you are both making your debut being broadcasters, in this case, youth correspondents for the show. So welcome again to the family. And you're going to be sitting down with some pretty interesting, exciting guests. So who do you have for us today, Nathaniel?
I have the amazing Murphy Lee.
And you're going to be sitting down with Murphy, engaging in conversation about his career. Really looking forward to that. Yes, please. And Emma, who are you going to be sitting down with today?
Today, I'm going to be sitting down with Mia Velasquez.
Okay, another wonderful artist. So we have lots coming up. And one of the things that I know that we've also had time to share about behind closed doors, now we're going to share about it publicly, is the excitement of broadcasting. As you prepared for your interviews and as you've stepped into the shoes of being broadcasters and broadcasting in this way, you're both dancers. You both have so many other hats that you wear. How has broadcasting been for you? What is this new adventure like?
I enjoy broadcasting like a lot. Like I said, I'm a very shy person. So it's been really good to come out my shell a little bit.
All right. And you, Nathaniel?
I have to agree with Emma. Broadcasting for me has been an amazing experience so far. At first, just hearing the word broadcasting kind of scared me. But over time and learning so much from you, Miss Nicole, and Turnout Radio, it has taught me so much and I'm so thankful.
I'm so glad, yeah, that it has taught you a lot. It's a wonderful thing to be able to sit down with guests, explore their journey, get into deep conversation. And so I'm so pleased to know that some wonderful learning has happened in this process. And I've shared with you both before, I'll share with you again. I remember my first time interviewing a guest and I sat there thinking, I have no idea what I'm going to say. But here we are years later, and much learning has happened for me as well. So welcome again to the team, to the family, to the both of you, and to our listening audience. We have Nathaniel and Emma coming up with both Murphy and Mia right after this short break. So stay tuned, stay locked in right here on Turnout Radio. We're going to be right back after this.
CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
Welcome back to Turnout Radio. I am youth correspondent Nathaniel Chua. My guest, Murphy Lee, is a 17-year-old dancer who started dancing at the age of 4, originally interested in performing acrobatic tricks. He has been training at Performing Dance Arts, focusing on contemporary dance, ballet, hip-hop, jazz, tap, acrobatics, and many other styles. He is a 4-times national champion in dance, noting some of his favorite dance highlights to be when he won junior and teen male best dancer at the Dance Awards Orlando. Above all, Murphy enjoys the experience of dancing with the team and always looks forward to collaborating with others. He joins me now in studio. Welcome, Murphy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm super excited to be a part of this experience where we can talk about dance. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. It's great to have you. I've been so excited for this interview. Now, let's talk about COVID. I mean, how have you been keeping up with dance on your own time, especially when access to training in Toronto has been limited?
That's actually a great question, because that's something that I really struggled with myself at first. When Canada and actually the whole world closed down, I don't think any of us were really ready for it. Dancers included, we're also used to having dance classes together and meetings and gatherings and just opportunities to dance together. And when the lockdown happened, we were all in our own homes, not knowing what to do. So lucky enough, I have an amazing dance studio, Performing Dance Arts. Shout out to them. They, not even a week after the lockdown started, they phone called everyone and basically said, there's this new platform called Zoom. We would love to try to use it to host our dance classes on there. And we'll see you next week. And I was just, I remember thinking, wow, like that was really quick. I thought it'd be longer before they figured out a solution. But lucky enough, they did. And having those dance classes at the beginning really got me through the first little bit. And as I was doing that, I would just be watching other dancers that inspire me on Instagram or watching old dance video clips. And through that, I just started having a list of certain things about dance that I wanted to work on, like maybe stretching or like my choreo or improvising. So I would just have sessions where I would play music and do whatever it is I wanted to do. And also another thing I recommend doing to people who want to is going to the field and trying out new tricks and flips that seem cool to you, because that's what I did for a really, really long time when summer came around. And it was just really fun. Like in terms of keeping up with dance, it wasn't really what I was doing that was important. It was just the fact that I was dancing because I had so much time on my hands from the lockdown, and it honestly kind of kept me sane. So that's basically how I kept up with dancing.
Well, that's amazing how you've been able to keep your body and mind both active. And seriously, man, shout out to Performing Dance Arts for being able to pivot and adapt so quickly. Like even a week? Not even in a week?
Not even
come
a week.
On. Like, that's amazing.
It was crazy. They're the best. And honestly, I've learned everything from them. And yeah, honestly, I'm with you. I don't know how they pulled that off in that much time.
I know. Oh my gosh. And now I want to change gears. Let's talk about your biggest accomplishment yet. What has that been for you?
So I'm actually going to mention two right now because I really can't decide, honestly, if I'm being honest. The first one is winning the Dance Awards back in 2019. It was something that I'd been working towards for a couple of years already. I'd said I want to win the Dance Awards, and anytime I needed to get motivated to work harder or to work on something new, I would just think about what it would be like to be up on that stage winning. And when it finally happened, it was just, it felt like all my hard work was finally paying off, which is like the best feeling ever. And even after that, it was just a great experience getting to travel to different places that I've never been before. For example, I got to travel to Atlanta, Chicago, Seattle, and more, but unfortunately the tour year afterwards was cut short because of COVID-19, but it was still an amazing experience getting to travel on my own, like work backstage, assist the classes, and make friends with other dancers. It was basically my first real job as a dancer, but I also got to like make friends with some of the faculty. It was just an experience that I'll never forget. And then aside from that, something recent that I've been lucky to be a part of is a project for Netflix, which I'm not sure if I can say much more, but the whole experience was amazing. It was over a couple months. I got to make friends with dancers that I saw every day and meet people that inspired me so much and learn choreo from them and just experience being on a set for the first time. It was my first taste on what it would be like working in the film industry. And I was definitely not disappointed. Netflix treated us so well. And these past few months have definitely been my favorite ever.
Now, you mentioned that you got to work with a lot of people that inspired you on this amazing Netflix project and going on tour. Who would you say has been your biggest inspiration so far?
Ooh, biggest inspiration. Okay. So I have a lot. So that's a really tough question. But in terms of dance, I'm going to go recent and talk about Nikki Anderson and Amanda May from Toronto. And they've both been people that I was lucky enough to get to work with recently on that new project I was just talking about. And watching them just really opened my eyes to a whole new side of dance and what it would be like to work in the industry. They just really knew what they were doing. They were so good. And especially as a person who's been incorporating tricks into my dancing as a goal for the past few years, Nikki Anderson, he has a breakdance background, and he has just this way of making it seem so effortless that I'm honestly, I just want to be like him. I'm not going to lie. But aside from dance, my parents have definitely been my greatest inspiration to keep pushing and working hard, which I know a lot of kids say, but I just really feel lucky to have had parents that put their kid first. And I know it's hard to be a dance parent sometimes, and I see them working long hours, and sometimes I'll just ask them, like, are you okay with spending this much time for me and not for yourself? Like, you could be enjoying yourself right now rather than worrying about everything that I have to do. And that's when they kind of just say, like, don't worry about it. We're going to have all the time in the world when you're an adult and, like, out of the house. So just enjoy yourself for now. And when they say stuff like that, it just really makes me want to, like, work hard and keep pushing and kind of make a name for myself in a way, just so that I can guarantee that they'll be able to have that time to themselves and not worry about me in a way. So my parents have definitely been the most responsible for making sure that I kept pushing and working hard towards my goals.
Absolutely. I mean, dance parents, Amanda May and Nikki Anderson. Oh my goodness. They, all of them are so inspirational. And I've met your parents. They are amazing people. Mm-hmm. They are. And many people need to be inspired. And thank you so much for sharing your inspirations with our listeners. And for those of you just tuning in, my name is Nathaniel Chua, your youth correspondent for Turnout Radio, here with Murphy Lee, junior and teen male best dancer winner at the Dance Awards Orlando. And we're just chatting about his dance journey so far. Now, Murphy, being a male dancer, has there been any challenges in the dance industry?
Definitely. So I would say that as a dancer, it's a lot of hiding it from other people, because I'll explain. Basically, I had friends in school where they would hear that I was a dancer and they would kind of ask me what I wanted to do, but I kind of just felt like the non-dancer's impression of a dancer would be like hip-hop or like things that look cool and flashy. So I would just show them myself doing like a trick, like a backflip or something, and they would say cool. But like, right, as a contemporary dancer, ballet dancer, etc., I just felt like tricks didn't really define who I was as a dancer. So it was almost like I was hiding my way of dancing from other people and just like not really showing who I really was. So it kind of felt weird sometimes to hide like who I was as a dancer. And that's definitely been a challenge that I've been working on. I've just been trying to like put myself out there more. And like recently I posted a video on social media of me dancing, which was honestly really, really hard for me. But I can honestly say I felt a lot better for after, once I saw some of my school friends also commented on it and show their support, because it really meant a lot knowing that no matter what kind of dance I did, they supported it. And sometimes it's just me that like doesn't feel like other people should see it, but other people were glad to see it. And it's something that I've been working towards, but it's definitely something that I've been working on for a long time.
And you know what? That is truly a challenge that most male dancers face. And what do you think we can do to help break down those barriers of fear of letting people know who we truly are?
That's a good one. I would just say taking it one step at a time is the most important thing. I feel like a lot of male dancers, like you said, have just been feeling that for so long. And just from a young age, like I think a lot of people are afraid to like put themselves out there. And I think in a time, especially of social media and a lot of media related things, it's good to put like start just post a video of yourself, take a video of yourself if you feel comfortable with it, put it out there for others to see. I know it's hard at first, but when you see that other people really support it and really see what you're doing, you'll feel better after if that's something you want to do. I think the most important thing is to just go slow and realize that if you have friends that you really care about, they will support you.
And also support from mentors and parents will also help face this challenge. And thank you so much for your insight.
Yeah, definitely. I really like what you said about mentors and parents. They help a lot, and my parents have definitely helped me become more comfortable about putting my dance out there.
Parents are the best, honestly. Yeah. So I want to ask you, what is your next big goal in dance?
Okay, so mainly like what I said also about putting yourself out there, I'm also just taking it one step at a time in terms of my goals. A lot has changed in the world and it's really made me reconsider. Basically, as I mentioned, the recent project that I was lucky enough to be a part of really opened my eyes to how the experience of working as a film set dancer would be. And it just seems really, really appealing, even if not everyone would treat their dancers the way that Netflix did. I just feel like it seems like a really nice job getting to go and learn new choreo for a living and make friends with other dancers that stick for life. It just seemed really great. So my next big goal, honestly, is to just keep auditioning and maybe hopefully land a part as a dancer or actor if I have acting training, and just see what it would be like again to work on a set with other dancers and getting to make something amazing that you can see for the rest of your life.
That is an amazing goal. Now, you know what? Let's take it a little bit further. What vision do you have for yourself in the next, let's say, 5 years?
Ooh, okay. 5 years, that's a long time from now. Honestly, I'm not sure yet because I have two different passions. There's dancing that I've done my whole life. I really want to pursue that as a career, but also my parents want me to pursue some type of program in university or college just because I do well in school and they want me to take advantage of that because, like, why wouldn't you? Dancing sounds really appealing. I would love to work as a dancer. They would love to have me work as a dancer, but honestly, working paycheck to paycheck and job to job may be unstable, and they just kind of want me to have something to fall back on in case it doesn't work out, which they, of course, would want it to work out for me, but they want me to also pursue a nice stable job, which in school, I have a passion for computer science, and I've been working on it for a really long time. I would like to pursue it as a career as well. I feel like computer science and dance honestly go hand in hand. Just like dance, there's a foundation for computer science that you need to learn, which is just to keep learning new languages and syntax, and you just never stop learning. And then what's important is what you do with it, what you build with what you know, which is just like dance. You use your dance moves to create cool concept videos, work on stage, films, anything like that. I just feel like they kind of run a parallel to each other, and I would love to be able to do both if that's possible. Right now, I'm just working as hard as I can in both, and I can make a decision later about which path I want to go or if I want to do both. It's going to be tough, but I'm working towards it and I'm ready for any challenge that comes. One more thing I'd like to add on is that the recent project that I was lucky enough to be a part of taught me so much, including the fact that you can make a stable life as a dancer, which is actually exactly what my brother and sister have been doing. They've been working, they're older than me, and they've been working to pursue life as a dancer, and they've been succeeding in doing so. And it's really inspired me and made me optimistic that I can pursue a life in dance too, while also allowing me to think about pursuing a life in computer science.
And I love that there are stable opportunities for dancers, because some of us don't know that, but there are, which is wonderful if we just have the right support, the right guidance, and we plan things out effectively. And when you make that decision, I have no doubt that you will conquer it. Well, it was amazing getting to sit down and chat with you about your dance journey so far. I can't believe our time is almost up. I just want to say thank you so much for sharing your dance journey with us. I'm sure our listeners will definitely keep their eyes out for you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. I loved being a part of this experience, getting to talk with you. I hope the listeners enjoyed it.
I bet they did. Thank you so much, Murphy. That was Murphy Lee from Performing Dance Arts. I'm Nathaniel Chua, youth correspondent. Don't go anywhere. There will be more of Turnout Radio after this.
I'm not afraid to die. That was Tevin Campbell with Round and Round. Stay locked in. We have youth correspondent Emma Leslie Francis coming up right after this.
CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Turnout Radio. I am your youth correspondent, Emma Leslie Francis, and today I am so excited to be sitting down with Mia Velasquez, also known as Mimi. Mimi is a 10-year-old firecracker who loves to entertain others. She started dancing at the age of 3 in various dance styles, but her favorite style has always been hip-hop. At such a young age, she has a growing resume and a bright future ahead of her. She has walked at New York Fashion Week for Sherry Hill, Nancy Vu, and many other designers. She booked her first film at the age of 7, alongside Ethan Hawke, Amanda Seyfried, and Cedric the Entertainer. Her first television commercial aired during the 2020 Grammys as featured dancer for MasterCard. She's also worked as a professional dancer for Long Island Nets and A Cop Pop Kids, and the new TV show Game of Talent on Fox, hosted by Wayne Brady. Mimi is on the elite roster of talent in the Lab Studios in Los Angeles, and an artist and singer in training. Mimi, welcome!
Hello! How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
So you have a growing resume, and as a young, as both young girls, how do you manage all of it?
Good question. The way I manage all of it is I like to manage my schedule by organizing it properly or taking breaks or sometimes just relaxing and just not really thinking about too much, or yeah, that's pretty much it.
So, like, how do you do both? Like, how do you take class and making sure that you're available with classes, but still able to find that peace within yourself?
I like to, also my mom, she also organizes my schedule too. She helps me out with between school as well. So I like to make sure I have a space between school and I have a space between my dancing, making sure my dance is more into the afternoon and evening, and making sure my school is all in the daytime and making sure I make time for school. And also my weekends are mostly like my relaxing days where I get to really just, you know, have fun and just watch TV or go out to eat and not really think about dance at that time.
You sound like a very organized person. You're an organized person, right?
Yes.
So you have booked jobs since you were 7. Now, what have you learned? How are the people on set? Just like describe what it's like to be on set as a young girl.
It is very fun, but at times it can be very nerve-wracking, only because there is a lot of pressure. But what I like to think at times is just to have fun while you're on set. If you're with people that you know or people that you know don't know, you can make friends. I remember for the MasterCard commercial, we had a dress rehearsal that day. And I remember I was with one of my friends and we were just having fun making TikToks. And then when it was our time to get dressed, we got dressed. But what I like to think about it is just have fun. Don't really think of it as too much of anxiety, pressure, stress. I just like to think about it as having fun, just going on there and being me as a dancer. Doing what I love. So.
Yeah, you just answered one of my questions, but what have you learned anything about yourself during like booking jobs and doing so much as a young person?
I've learned about something about myself that is a little crazy. I do get anxiety too, like panic attacks, because I get so stressed or so nervous. That's something that I learned about myself, but I've learned how to like control it, meaning I pray. It just helps me like calm myself down and just relax And instead of being like feeling so pressured and like in my head that I just need to take a break in that sense and just be like, you're in a job, it's time for me to up my game, but still be myself and show what I can do.
Nice. If you're just tuning in now, this is Turnout Radio. I'm your youth correspondent, Emma Leslie Francis. I am sitting down here today with Mia Velasquez. So Mia, you were talking about how you learned that sometimes you do feel anxious. Do you have any advice for people who do feel anxiety when they're on set or just anxiety when they're about to dance?
Yes. I would tell them to take a minute and breathe. For me, breathing and praying is like probably one of the first things that I would ever do. And like taking a break for a second and going back and just breathing, trying to get out of my head and really just thinking about the good things and the positive things, then thinking about the negative. That's what it can make better and just help you out for sure.
Nice. So you're a firecracker dancer. So when you're dancing, what do you feel or like, what do you think makes Mimi Mimi?
I would say a lot of my personality. When I go on stage, I just feel like I can do anything. I just rock the whole stage. I leave the stage knowing that I entertained somebody. Mm-hmm. Mimi is known for her personality, being fierce, being the person that believes in herself and never giving up on herself. I don't like giving up on myself because I know I can always do better. Mm-hmm. And that's what I really think stands out about Mimi, for sure.
That is awesome. Now, you said that you train daily and you take classes daily. Why do you think you take so much classes daily?
I would say because it's just to become a better dancer. And also, as you know, my favorite style is hip hop, but I also train in various styles such as ballet, contemporary, jazz, tap, and different styles. And just training in different styles is just what's going to make you a better dancer. And that would be also one of my advice to some of the people that want to give it a try, give it a try. Because that's just what's going to push you to what you think you can't even do, like farther than your limits, farther than what you think you can't do. It's just going to make you a better dancer.
So why is hip hop your favorite style? Or who are some of the people you've trained with in hip hop?
Some of the people that I've trained with in hip hop, shout out to her. She's one of my mentors, one of my role models. Her name is Sienna Lalau. She's amazing. She motivates me to continue going. She never gives up on me. She always tells me to believe in myself. And I've noticed that hip hop has just come to me in a way that I can express my feelings in a comfortable zone, in a comfortable setting. And I am always full of energy. I'm always so hyper that I can just hit hard in a way that like I like to. So that's why hip-hop is my favorite style.
That is nice. Now, you have a very, very long dance journey, even though you're only 10 years old. But mm-hmm. have you ever felt like quitting or like, it was like, this isn't for me? Or was it always like, I'm meant to dance? This is what I want to be?
Well, at times, not really, because I like to put myself in a setting where you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. Because what my parents have taught me is to think more of the negative than, to think more of the positive than the negative. Because the negative is just going to bring you down and the positive is going to bring you up. Now, I actually haven't found times where I want to quit, but I have found times where I just don't want to dance that day, or I'm just too lazy to dance that day. Like I just don't feel too energetic to get up and dance. But I won't say that I've never felt like quitting.
So since you've never ever felt like quitting, what happened during lockdown when we weren't able to go out and take classes and we were just in our homes and trying to make our dance studios like in our living room?
I used to take online classes, a lot of online classes, making sure I was on my game, making sure I kept taking classes, making sure from different teachers, like, there's this one website called T-Millie Studios where you can take classes online, such as CLI Studios as well. These different teachers, different styles. So that's what I was doing. But also when I wasn't dancing, I was painting. I've also found out that painting is another way for me to just kind of relax and just take my mind off of dancing for a second. And just kind of relax. And painting is really fun too. So pretty cool.
Yeah, you sound just like me. Because during quarantine, I always referred to myself as not the best drawer, but I wasn't like bad either.
Yeah.
But quarantine, I found myself drawing, and I was actually pretty dang good at it. So you're on the? Are you still on the Long Island Nets kids? You were? Or
oh,
you
no,
still are?
No more.
Not okay, yeah. But what was that like? Like, was it strict or was it fun?
It was actually a very fun experience. I remember opening night, the first time we ever performed on the court. I would say it was a little nerve-wracking because it was kind of the first time. But I remember seeing all of my family there, all of my friends there. And it just felt really fun dancing alongside with my friends. And it was a very fun experience. At times, it did get kind of stressful with the choreo, but overall, we did one dance that we had, like, flashing lights, like, gloves that had, like, LED lights in them, and we, like, did this kind of formation where it was just amazing. It was just so fun. It was
such amazing. Because I feel like a lot of people would think that it's like strict because like you're on TV, so you need to be like this type of way. But I'm glad that you said it was fun because I feel like not a lot of people see the fun side of like being in a professional zone. They always see like it's strict that has to be like that. But the dance world is a small world. I'm not even gonna lie. But you have trained with like Jonah Biddle and Charles Smith before, right?
Yes.
And how were they to you? Because I have trained with both of them. I recently started training with Jonah Biddle, but I've been training with Mr. Charles for a little while. But how have they impacted you?
They have impacted me in such a great way that I would say for Charles that he's just always going full out. And, you know, he's always there like, I'm like, oh my gosh, how does he do that? But it's just impacting me in such a great way to the point where it's like, okay, you got to go full out. You got to do this. You got to do that. And I just have to keep pushing myself so I can get to the point where I can do all of these kind of things and do all these different styles and feel comfortable in all of them. Mm-hmm. And Jonah Biddle is amazing as well because he's just his choreo too, and his company, Boss Kids, mm-hmm. Amazing. I remember I went to one of his classes in Open Jar Studios, and he's always pushed me as well to keep going. And I really appreciate that. I know I have choreographers that are always making sure I believe in myself and are always pushing me to do better. So.
That's wonderful. Now, before you go, do you have any advice that you want to share in general just about being a dancer, being a young girl in dance, or being a girl and being a young woman in the dance world?
I would tell those in pretty much what I've told everyone to never give up because you're just going to stay in square one and you want to go outside of the box and be in square 100. So I would just say, just keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing, because that's just going to make you a better dancer or a better person in general. Always be kind, always be appreciative of the things you have. And that's just going to continue to keep producing you to the person you never thought you would be, and not just in the dance world, and anything you want to do, you want to be a doctor, doesn't matter. And I would just say to never give up on yourself and just to keep pushing.
That's wonderful.
So it'll be a little hard at times, but.
So Mia, that is the end. I want to thank you so much for coming on. Now, before you go, where can people find you? Where can they locate you?
Yes. On Instagram, if you want to find me on Instagram, Mimi_D_dancer. And if you want to go ahead and find me on TikTok, you can find me at @1_MimiDDancer.
That is wonderful. Thank you for coming, Mia. It was an honor, and I love speaking to you.
Oh, my gosh, you too. Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much for having me. It was such a great experience.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, I am Emma Leslie Francis, your youth correspondent, and that was Mia Velasquez. And we will be back with more Turnout Radio after this.
That was the OJs with Love Train.
Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inica Hamilton, back with Nathaniel Chua and Emma Leslie Francis. What an hour that was. Wow. I mean, the shares that Mia and Murphy gave us today. How did it feel, Emma, to sit down and hear about some of the experiences in Mia's life?
She has a lot of things that she has accomplished at such a young age. And I feel like that's, I don't know what's the word, but that's the one of the most things I like being about youth corresponding. Getting to hear other kids and what they have accomplished and what they're doing in their life.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Your thoughts, Nathaniel?
My interview with Murphy was amazing. Being a radio host is amazing because you get to sit down with amazingly talented people and chat and learn so much about them. And being that much more educated, it was just amazing. And I'm so thankful for this experience.
And when you say being that much more educated, let's explore that. Being more educated in terms of how to connect with the guest during the show? Or is it something outside of that?
definitely connecting with Murphy. Murphy is a very easy person to talk with, and I'm so thankful for that, because I'm not gonna lie, I was pretty nervous at first, but once the conversation started, it was just natural.
Right. Being nervous, it's so interesting to me. It happens in this journey, and I felt that it's also served me at times as well. But what I also love about being in broadcasting is how it supported other things that I'm doing in my life. And so for the both of you, you both wear so many hats. Are there any thoughts around how the broadcasting has supported you in other things that you do, or how it served you with those other hats?
Yeah, I think so. I am a very shy person, so anytime I'm in a new environment or just in a place where there's a lot of people, I tend to not talk. So I feel like broadcasting has definitely helped me be more talkative in public places.
Beautiful. Yeah, it does teach a lot, right? Absolutely. And Nathaniel?
I have to agree with Emma. I am also a very shy person, and starting high school this year, I didn't know what to expect, but learning from Turnout Radio and learning about broadcast and radio has just helped me come out of my shell and allowed me to meet new people, talk to people, learn more about them, make new friends, and I'm very thankful for that.
Well, I am thankful for the both of you. It's been such a pleasure to spend this last hour listening to you and watching how you have interacted and shared with your guests. So before we let you go, we know you'll be back, of course, but before we let you go, Emma, where can individuals find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at Emma Leslie Francis. You can also find me on TikTok at Emma Leslie Francis, the number one, and on YouTube, Emma Leslie Francis.
Awesome. All right. Okay, Nathaniel, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at nchua888.
Okay, beautiful. All right. Well, folks, that is it for today. Thanks for tuning in to Turnout Radio this afternoon. Be sure to visit us at turnoutradio.com for more news and interviews. And be sure to follow these two. Follow. They'll be back very soon. And join us again next week as well at 2 p.m. EST right here on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inica Hamilton.
I'm Nathaniel Chua.
And I'm Emma Leslie Francis.
And we hope your week finds you turning out to dance.
with the sound of your city. CIUT 89.5, Toronto.